Welcome into another edition of Let's Get Local here on WMDX Mad Radio at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM here in Madison. Of course, you can catch the show on the Civic Media app or tune in. Just tell your device to play Tune In and tell it device to play Let's Get Local, because that's the best show that you want to listen to. Of course, we are here partly because of our sponsors. We want to thank them for supporting local stories, local events, local nonprofits. So let's give some plugs here right off the top. Our friends over at Forward Tie Boxing, Abby and Brendan, the team over at Forward Tie Boxing, their gym, new gym right on Rimrock Road, has a boxing ring in the gym. So if you've never been in a boxing ring, if you go over to Forward Tie Boxing, you can step in the ring. Just, you know, be alert. That's all I'll tell you. No, they're a fun community over there. They have a great time. It's really about exercise, learning self-defense techniques. And if you want to get into competition, you can do that at Forward Tie Boxing. Also, Ula Eyewear, Brittany, Margo, the team, they are at Hilldale Shopping Center. And you can visit them for your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, whatever you like. They're so great to work with and will help you find that perfect pair. They're at the Hilldale Shopping Center or ulaeyewear.com. So we'll talk now this week. We have kind of a theme show with some outdoors. We're looking at the outdoors a little bit more. We're looking at garden spaces, outdoor spaces with Kayla coming up here with South Central Landscapes later in the program. But we also get a chance to talk with Ann Hayden. And Ann is the foundation director here at Edgerton Hospital. Ann, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. So give us an overview. What is this foundation? First of all, the foundation connected to the hospital. They're separate, but connected.
Right. Well, I've been at the Edgerton Hospital Foundation for just over 2 years now. So I feel like I've got my feet under me. I'm a little new here, but in the greater scheme of things, but the foundation was established in 1976 to support specifically Edgerton Hospital. And I'm guessing, as many of your listeners know, Edgerton is a small rural community, and to have a hospital like ours is kind of a privilege, because communities of this size in rural areas, even though we're right between Madison and Janesville, don't have the type of services we can offer. So that takes a lot more doing than just making sure people come in the door. And so we have a foundation that helps support the hospital, and the foundation raises funds every single year to help the hospital buy equipment, new advancements, programs, things that benefit the community and keep the healthcare local, so people don't have to drive further, especially since these days that access to healthcare and being able to get there can be difficult for some people.
The hospital here and the health services provided with clinics and other things, specialty services, as we learn about them, we talked with Mark Augsburger here last month. It's really quite impressive to see the breadth of this, to see what Edgerton Hospital is advancing towards. But again, like you mentioned, those things don't happen without support. There has to be some additional funds, some additional support that comes through. And it's great to have the foundation connected. So you have found different ways to raise money and help support. One of them is this event that's coming up June 23rd. Tell us about Sensation.
Oh man, Sensation is only in its second year. So it's as new as I am to the hospital, but it's a garden party, because something else about the hospital a lot of people don't realize is we have a world-class healing garden out behind the hospital. There's a pond, a waterfall, amazing flowers. We have a professional garden manager that oversees it. And so why not have our annual huge fundraising event in our beautiful healing garden and let people see that and help the hospital?
So the event too is, again, it's featuring the healing garden, which is fantastic. It is. It's really amazing. And that has been here since the beginning, but really kind of kicked up here with Mark Dwyer, the overseer of the garden, right? He's really kind of taken that to a new level.
Oh, he sure has. And every year he brings in a different color palette of annuals. Right now he's featuring Allium, and, you know, perhaps you can have Mark Dwyer on and he can tell you more about the healing garden and its purpose. But We're expecting a huge splash of color by the time the event is on June 23rd. It's from 6:30 to 8. You have to buy your tickets online. And the purpose of this fundraiser, it's a beautiful garden. You're going to have a great time. But it really is to raise some funds for some hospital beds. And I know that doesn't sound really exciting, but our hospital beds are 11 and 12 years old, and just like you at home, you need to change out your mattress every 10 to 12 years. Well, we're a little overdue. They're still good, and they're not like your home mattresses. They're really fancy. There's a lot of mechanical and moving parts to them, and at the age they're at, it's getting harder and harder to find parts, so it's time to start switching them out. And so that's really what this year's Sensation Garden Party is all about.
So second year of the event, Sensation, coming back to that again, is June 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at edgertonhospital.com. Just click on the image of Sensation right on the homepage. It'll lead you right there. Or you can find it on the event page, but just go to the homepage, edgertonhospital.com, for tickets. And so second year, we're doing some different things with Sensation. Now, last year was the introductory to this event. This year you have a theme. There's some different things happening this year.
We sure do. And we're really excited about this year's theme. One, just because it's a fun theme. It's the Roaring Twenties. Think Great Gatsby, Flappers, jazz and blues music. It's all going to be here. We even have a 1923 Chevy that rolled off the GM line in Janesville in August of 1923. The decor will look much like the Great Gatsby. But we picked that theme because the hospital is 100 years this year in August. And so why not make a nod to the 1923s and have a Roaring Twenties party?
Now, you also mentioned there's going to be themed food. There's going to be some other things connected to this. Tell a couple of interesting facts, right? When you do something like this, you learn some interesting facts along the way. You got a couple of food facts for us, right?
Okay, so my chef's going to kill me, but Velveeta was created in 1923, or at least it hit the market in 1923. I will say our chef, who is world class, is not using Velveeta.
Oh, you couldn't get him to do that?
Okay. No, but we're going to nod to Velveeta. And Baby Ruth's. Oh, and pineapple upside down cake. So we're going to be nodding to both of those foods. And shrimp cocktail was a huge deal back then at parties. So we're doing quite an interesting palette of foods that people can taste. But not only the foods can they taste, they can go around the garden and taste wine. Local breweries will also be here. And we also have a company that has cocktails like Old Fashions and Manhattans here, because those were huge in the 1920s Prohibition era. And we also are going to have a speakeasy on site here. And you're going to have to find the secret word hidden around the garden to get into the speakeasy.
So you have some fun themes and some interesting things happening as well. People can experience. Again, though, if they want to come to the event, they have to get tickets in advance, correct?
You have to get tickets in advance. And because it's probably the only way you'll be able to get in, because ticket sales opened up in April and we are just over a third of the ticket sales, because we have a cap on how many people can be here.
So a beautiful space. You get to enjoy that. You get to see, these themed events. A lot of people are going to be dressed up in specific ways and looking, going back. Just enter the time machine of Sensation here this year. It'll be fun for you. And there are other things, right? You're going to have some specialty items, some raffle items, other contests and fun things that people can participate in that will also help raise more dollars to support the hospital.
Yes. So we have pretty much the standard raffle, some really nice baskets with massages, but we also have some higher end raffle like items like Packer tickets, ooh, Badger okay. tickets. Yeah. And we're going to have a signed Packer football here. We also have a trip to Branson that we are raffling off. There's also a wine poll, which if you haven't done that, is you pay for a chance to win a bottle of wine that's wrapped up. So you don't know what wine you're getting until you pay for the try and then you open up the bottle. All bottles of wine are valued at $10 or greater. We have a couple bottles of wine that are worth $80, $90, and $100. So you could win one of those. We will have a 50-50 raffle, which is new this year, and everybody loves that. And we're also going to surprise people who come dressed up and give an award for someone who's dressed up most authentically to the 1920s. And lastly, our vendors who are here offering their time and goods free so you can taste their wines and their brews are decorating their booths. And so we're going to give an award this year to the booth that nails the decorations.
We're talking with Ann Hyden, Foundation Director here at Edgerton Hospital, about the Sensation event coming up on June 23rd. Again, get your tickets now at edgertonhospital.com. Just click on the image Sensation right on the homepage at edgertonhospital.com, and you can get your tickets right away. And so if people are looking for any guidance on what to wear or how to, you know, look into those things, get any resources for them, places for them to look?
Your best place to look is our Facebook page, because from now until the day of the event, we're going to be posting links to sites around town that are selling, things like flapper dresses, the hats the women wore, the hats the men wore, ideas on how to create your own outfit, maybe links to YouTube sites that help you prepare your makeup, because women back then wore beautiful red lips and thick dark eyes. Men wore mustaches, suspenders, straw hats. So all of those, even hints at what the food might be and what was served in the 1920s, will be on our Facebook page. I'd say that's your best resource for finding fun things on and fun ways on how to participate.
I would need a tape-on mustache. I'll need a fake one for that. I can never pull a mustache.
You have time
out.
To grow it. You got a month.
It just doesn't happen here, Ann. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, that is Ann Hyden, Foundation Director here at Edgerton Hospital, telling us about Sensation. Again, the event is June 23rd, but you should head to edgertonhospital.com right now to get your tickets. Check it out. See what Edgerton Hospital is all about. Beautiful healing garden, wonderful event, and an opportunity to support the local community here and local rural healthcare. Ann, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for letting me on the air.
We will be back after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Welcome back to the Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And now I'll kind of get an update on some more events from Dane by Local right here in the Madison area. It's Colin Murray back on the show with us again, Executive Director of Dane by Local. Colin, welcome.
Thank you, Jason. Glad to be here.
Good to talk with you again. So you and I had talked about, last time we talked about the shop local tours that have been taking place throughout the year, and still there's plenty more to go throughout the year. But we just finished up the one, the Black-owned business theme one, just last week, and it went really well, right? A lot of good feedback from that.
Yeah, lots of positive comments back from those that were on the bus, on the luxury bus. They had a really good time. In fact, they ended up extending their trip a little longer than they were supposed to because they were having such a good time. So it definitely was a positive experience for everyone that was on the bus.
That's a good sign. And I've loved, I got a chance to meet and talk with Donna Hart Tervalon about her store, the Heartbeat Boutique, which was on the tour, and really interested to learn more about her. And I love this about the tours. Number one, Colin, is this is something that Dane by Local, created, wanted to do, got some support to put this event on. And a big part of this is you are really, you're finding some of the, more well-known businesses, but you're also finding these very brand new businesses or businesses that really kind of need that extra exposure to get going. And you put them on this tour as well. And I absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah, Donna is a good example of that. She's just starting out. It's just her trying to run a retail store, trying to figure it all out, right? So we're happy to support those kinds of businesses and help them get up and running.
So the next one comes up here June 20th. Tell people what to expect. And again, we'll tell them where to get tickets, but tell them about this one coming up on June 20th first.
Yeah, so this one is, it's Pride Month during the month of June. So we're tying in with that. So these are all either LGBT-owned or ally-type businesses that are included in this. This particular tour is a co-sponsorship between Our Lives magazine and Madison Locally Sourced magazine here in town. They're the co-sponsors on that. And of course, our presenting sponsor is the Madison Top Company, which also sponsors this radio show. So we appreciate all of their support in making this happen. So we've got six different businesses that we'll be visiting. This is June 20th between 4 and 8. So we start out over at Delta Beer Lab, as we do each time, get on the bus. The first, these aren't in order here, but I'll go through them in alphabetical order so we don't show any favoritism, right? So Communication Madison, it's a new business. It's a nonprofit organization that focuses on artists and music. And so they have a space for all of that to happen. So you can go over there and check out what's going on. They're offering a 20% discount when you get into the business. So just a very unique business model that they've got taking place over there. So get to check that out. Then we've got Earthwise Pet Supplies. So if you've got a cat, dog, or other pet, this is a good place to check out. They've got a nice selection of items over there. Fiddlestick Knits, I think they were on the tour earlier in the year, and they will be on this tour as well. So they do a lot of knitting and crocheting, but they have other supplies, art supplies as well in the business there. So that's another one that's on the tour, and they're offering some discounts there as well. Then we've got Fermagination, right up on the Capitol Square. If you like cheese, that's the place to go, right? So Fermagination has a nice, nice selection of good quality cheese from all over the place, Wisconsin and beyond. So want to make sure to check them out. Always a positive experience when you go there. Mala Yoga Center, over on Monona Drive is one of our stops. And then Renew Massage Energy and Body Work is the last one on my list here as well. And they're offering, both of them are offering some special deals as well for the tour. So it's a nice selection of different businesses that'll be highlighted during the 4-hour tour.
Yeah, and a good mixture of people in different industries. And like you said, and one thing I think is nice is you get to go and see the spaces right away and talk to the business owners too, you know, and it's about, yes, you can get some deals that day, but you can also build in some of these relationships, or maybe that's a business that you want to frequent here moving forward. Like I know at Fiddlesticks Knits in particular, they do classes. So you can participate in those things. I'm sure you can learn more on the tour. Same thing with Mala Yoga and others. Like those are appointment-based things or things that you can get into if you'd like to incorporate that into your life, which is also kind of nice.
Exactly. It's so nice to see these various businesses that are doing things, unique things that you can't find just anywhere else. So it's really a positive experience in going to these places, checking them out, and they really, really appreciate you supporting their businesses. Somebody mentioned to me on the tour this last time with the Black-owned business, almost every business owner was outside their business and was welcoming the bus as it arrived. So a couple people were waving at the bus, you know, so happy to see the visitors coming and checking them out. It really makes a big, big difference to them. So they really appreciate that.
Okay, Colin, so where should people go to get their tickets again? Tell them how to get signed up for the Shop Local Tour. Again, it's June 20th, 4 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, so it's stayingbylocal.com. Right on the homepage there, you'll see the information. You click the button and you can get more information, or you can just go right to purchasing tickets. And right now we've got a special. If you buy one ticket at the full price, $49, you can bring a friend at no charge by entering the coupon Madtown Mama June. Madtown Mama June. Okay. So bring a friend at no additional charge. So two people for $49.
A BOGO with a coupon code Madtown Mama June. Okay, Colin, thanks so much for telling us about the Shop Local Tours. Thanks for what you do over at Dame by Local. We'll keep supporting your work and celebrating you here on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jason.
We'll be back for more Let's Get Local right after this. Just a little time with you is all I need. Welcome back to it. Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WMDX. You can also catch the show Let's Get Local on the Civic Media app or tune in, however you like. So many different ways to enjoy the program. We are here once again to tell more local stories. And we have to thank our sponsors to help us for that opportunity, for allowing us to do that. So Forward Thai Boxing, our friends Brendan and Abby at Forward Thai Boxing. You can learn Krav Maga. You can learn Muay Thai. You can get active, get in shape, have fun, meet a great community by heading to Forward Thai Boxing on Rimrock Road. Also check them out online at ForwardThaiBoxing.com. Ula Eyewear and Brittany. The team over at Ula Eyewear, they're at Hilldale Shopping Center. They've been so supportive of the show and Dane by Local. We really appreciate them and their involvement here with Let's Get Local. ulaeyewear.com for more information for them online, or just head over to Hilldale Shopping Center right there on the west side, and you can visit Brittany, Margot, Alia, or the team. And lastly, here is Madison Top Company, promotional experts. They can brand anything you would like. Megan, Aaron, Julia, everyone over at Madison Top, wonderful people to work with, and they are your promotional experts, nearly 50 years in business for Madison Top Company, madisontop.com to check them out. All right, it's someone we've had on the show before, and it's, yeah, hey, the weather's picked up, people want to get outdoors. Usually when they think about being outdoors, they want to enjoy outdoor spaces, and here's an expert in that. Our next guest is Kayla Sipple with South Central Landscapes. Kayla, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me back on.
It's great to talk with you and catch up with you. You and Tyler have been running this small business, but you've been running it efficiently and been busy, right? So South Central Landscapes, tell people about it.
Yeah, we are a small business based in Cambridge. So we're about 30 minutes east of Madison. We specialize in hardscaping. So think things like patios, retaining walls, outdoor kitchens. We also do a lot of water management work, and this is our busiest time of year.
That water management work that you talk about is so important. I mean, look, if you've owned a house, if you've been in a building where there's ever been water intrusion, water damage, can be really difficult to deal with, and also just really deflating, especially if it's your home and you have property damage and other things. So that is such important work. I know that's not the pretty stuff all the time or the sexy stuff, but that's really important work that you guys do.
Yeah, most certainly. We have been noticing over the last couple of years that water management issues have increased in numbers. We also see a lot of water management work for properties that are around lakes. So a lot of the lakes in the greater Madison area have different zoning restrictions, where if you want to add, let's say, a patio in your backyard, you have to recapture that rainwater that's being displaced when you put the patio in. So those are kind of things to consider as well. But yes, most certainly the water management field is certainly an important one.
Yeah, like you guys take all those factors into account, know what you need to do in order to make that work. So it's not just as simple as going out and adding something. If you do, I think that's one thing, whenever any type of renovation, whether it's home renovation or landscaping, when you are making a change to something or renovating a space, that changes how things work. Like in this case, how water flows or where water goes. And so it's really important and critical that it's done properly, or you can create problems for yourself.
Yes, I would totally agree. It's very important to choose a contractor that is experienced and that has the ability and the capability to take on the scope of work that you're looking to have done. In the state of Wisconsin, actually, it's a little odd. Landscaping is one of the only trades here that doesn't really have any type of formal certification process. And oftentimes, municipalities don't require permitting for new landscaping installs. So I think that even without that regulation in place, it's even more important to do your research when choosing a contractor that's honest and trustworthy, but also that has the experience and the capabilities to perform the work that you're looking to have done.
We're talking with Kayla over at South Central Landscapes. The website is sclandscapeswi.com. Kayla, with that thing you just mentioned, I think it's so critical and so important. You have to find somebody that is reputable, someone you can trust, someone who has the experience and the knowledge of how to do things properly. And I'm just gonna plug you, because you guys worked at our house. You did a fantastic job with our backyard, and everything looks amazing and still holding up wonderful. So I will just personally say South Central Landscapes, a business and company you can trust.
Well, I really appreciate the kind feedback. It was so awesome to be able to connect with you through Dame by Local, really support the organization. And I'm so glad to hear that you're happy with how everything turned out.
So tell people, Kayla, about some of the projects you guys have been working on that you've got on the slate coming up here. I know it's going to be a busy summer, and busy season always is in the landscaping business. So what do you have on the table?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of hardscaping jobs up on our roster this year. Historically speaking, we tend to do a lot of retaining walls. I would say that's probably about 60, 65% of the work that we do is retaining walls alone. So it's either installation of new retaining walls. Most often it's failing retaining walls. Maybe they're 30 years old and they weren't installed properly, or perhaps they're even newer than that and just weren't installed properly for whatever reason. A properly installed retaining wall should last your whole lifetime. Just a heads up there. But we've got a lot of retaining walls as usual on our roster. I would say paver patios are our second most popular service offering. So between patios and walls, we've got a lot of those booked out for the season so far.
And I know part of, you know, the idea of oftentimes people doing something with a space. Now, if you're looking at fixing something like that, that might have issues like a retaining wall, that's one thing. But also some people look at their backyard and they have no idea what to do, Kayla. And so they need design help or design consulting. You guys have that as well as part of your portfolio and your services, which I think is really helpful to a lot of people that maybe don't know what they want or how spaces can really look.
Most certainly. I find a lot of people really need that visualization to help understand what we're proposing. So our landscape architect is able to draft plans. We can do full 3D renderings and full modelings, even as advanced as video walkthroughs of the space. But oftentimes just getting kind of like a 2D site plan on paper really helps the client to visualize really what their space can transform into.
We're talking with Kayla Sipple with South Central Landscapes. Again, the website, sclandscapeswi.com. That's sclandscapeswi.com. Kayla, so another thing you guys have kind of been involved in, you kind of take this in a number of directions, but obviously working on a lot of existing homes. I see that you also offer new construction landscaping opportunities. So if there are builders out there listening to this program, want to connect with a local company, they have the opportunity to reach out to you as well.
Yep, most certainly. We have a handful of builders and production builders also that we work with to do new home installs, which often includes things like grass seed, sod, typically includes the installation of the planting bed, so the edging, any kind of mulch or stone mulch that's needed around the property, sometimes retaining walls, things like that. So we certainly have the capabilities to do the new lawn and new home install as well.
One thing so many people really enjoy too is kind of making an outdoor space more than just having a, you know, grill on their patio. So there are some really cool pictures that you have and projects you've done with some of these outdoor kitchen projects. Tell people a little bit of what kind of all goes into that and what's possible if they really want to transform their outdoors.
Sure. Outdoor kitchens are my personal favorite projects. Really anything is possible. The sky is truly the limit. So we can do really anything from as small and compact of an area to very large kind of grand outdoor kitchen areas with pergolas and fireplaces and separate lounge areas. Really, it, you know, your imagination is kind of the limit there. I really do like those. They're very engaging. They tend to take a lot of creativity on our part, which I think is really interesting. I love to be able to work with our architect on the design process and just really nail in those final details. I think an outdoor kitchen really provides a lot of, it's really a great opportunity to entertain and just to enjoy the home that you're in. So I do love the outdoor kitchens. They're certainly not our most popular service offering just because they do tend to be a little bit higher on the price end there, but we love our outdoor kitchens.
Well, I see you certainly have the experience and the abilities to transform some outdoor spaces like that. So I wanted to make sure people were aware of that service offering that you have. Now, all of this can only be possible because of your team. So tell us a little bit about how you guys work. It's a small but mighty team, correct?
Yes, we are a small but mighty team. We've got Tyler, my business partner who founded the company. He splits his time between administrative and estimating duties and in the field. He most certainly prefers to be in the field working alongside our crews. And that is typically where you can find him Monday through Fridays, usually on Saturdays, he's doing estimating. Right now, I am the only full-time person in the office. I handle kind of all the back-end administration of the company, you know, bookkeeping, accounts payable, tax management. I also do all the project managing and the receptionist, pretty much the janitor, anything else you need, you can give me a call. I can probably handle it for you. We do have a new project manager who's going to be starting with us in the month of June. So that's going to be a big help to me just because, unfortunately, I don't have unlimited time. I really wish I did. But that's going to be awesome to help us out here and make sure that we can get back to everybody as quickly as possible. And then our field team, they are really the people who are so integral to our company and they make everything happen. We've got a small group of very tenured staff who have been with us. I guess our newest employee has been with us for a little bit over a year. Everyone else has been with us for 3 to 5+ years. So we do, our team has really stuck around for a long time. We really value them. We think if we treat them, you know, well, and we provide them with the opportunity to work on really interesting, engaging projects, they're really happy and they want to stay. And like I said, they're the most important part of our team. They make everything happen. So small team here, but we work really well together and it's a great place to be.
It says a lot about those people staying with your team, about the atmosphere, the environment, and the way you guys work. So I think enough said there. Caleb, if people are interested in reaching out because they want to learn more, or they might want to have you do an estimate on their project, or they might want to just need some help with some of the things that you guys can provide, what are the best ways to reach out?
Most certainly. Our website is definitely our number one place that we like to push people to contact us. There's all of our contact information listed on the website if you prefer to call us or email us. But there is also a form on the website where you can fill out your information and submit it to us. That form actually goes directly to me, so I see that. And that is the best way to get in contact with us. I will follow up with you via email. Of course, you can call. Try to get to every single phone call as best as I can. Typically, I am usually just sitting behind my desk Monday through Friday, most days, but occasionally I do have to step out of the office and go to the field, do meetings, etc. And occasionally I will miss calls. So if that happens, please do leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
So head to the website, www.sclandscapeswi.com. It's sclandscapeswi.com. Kayla, thanks so much for joining us again today. Thanks for providing a great service in our community and for everything you guys do there at South Central Landscapes.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jason. It was a pleasure to be back with you.
Always good talking with Kayla and South Central Landscape. It's the team there. Again, it's sclandscapeswi.com. We'll be back for more after this on Let's Get Local. I'll be back for more, yeah. Gotta get that feel. Gotta get that feel. Ooh, that feel, baby. Gotta get that feel. Don't know what you did, boy, but I'll be back tomorrow. Welcome back to the last segment here of Let's Get Local for this beautiful first weekend of June. So glad you're tuning into the show once again and learning about local businesses, organizations, some outdoor events, outdoor companies. Colin Murray here to tell us about an upcoming event here on June 20th. Of course, the Shop Local Tour as that continues, and another themed tour this month to celebrate and highlight Pride Month. And within the process of talking about that tour, you heard the business name Delta Beer Lab. And on this program, if you've listened for a while or at any point, you've heard me talk about Delta Beer Lab quite often. We've talked with P.O. a handful of times here. He's been a guest on the show. Really enjoyed getting to know him as a human being and as a business owner and just as someone trying to work towards a common good and doing that through beer. So, and I enjoy beer too, so it all kind of ties together for me. I'm a big fan. But Delta Beer Lab is, again, the host site for the Shop Local Tour pickup and drop off. And then there's also some activities after at the lab after those Shop Local Tours. So again, the next Dane by Local Shop Local Tour is coming up June 20th. You can get your tickets at danebylocal.com. But Delta Beer Lab does a lot of fun things. They're open every single day of the year. Number one, open every single day. That is part of the mission. And they want it to be a place where people can gather comfortably. But part of what they're doing with the mission is also highlighting things. And Pride is a really important month over at Delta Beer Lab. And so they are doing some fun activities here coming up. Now, just yesterday, Delta Beer did their first ever Delta Pride event. And with that, it was a joint beer creation and release with Giant Jones Brewing Company as well. So Delta Beer Lab, Giant Jones, two of my favorite local brewers, by the way, combining to make an IPA release, a special release. So you can look for those. You can go to Delta Beer Lab to get them. You can go to retailers where you can find Delta Beer Lab's beer and get those and pick those up, special ones. And you can support that effort for that beer release and also Delta Beer Lab's nonprofit partner this month by heading to the lab. But about last night's event, they highlighted other businesses as well, with A Room of One's Own bookstore, Witch Queen Workshop were there selling goods. There were other businesses who really Pride Month means a lot to them. So they're part of the LGBTQ plus community, and they were all together over at Delta Beer Lab last night. They had some musical artists that were also LGBTQ plus music artists as well, and food from the Walking Jerk food truck and desserts from the Baked Lab. So again, all of these people together at the event last night, Delta Beer Lab celebrating and showcasing what they bring to Madison and our area. Now, today, just so you know, I mean, they go from that and they're right back at it. Delta Beer Lab has done this Madison Makers Delta Market, where they showcase local shops, artists, and makers of items. And that is taking place today at Delta Beer Lab, Saturday, from 3 to 8 p.m. So you have an opportunity to head over to Delta Beer Lab, be a part of the fun and festivities. Not, you know, you missed the ones last night, I get it. But we've got more fun there with the Madison Makers Delta Market. And again, that is from 3 to 8 p.m. today. It's free. It's for all ages. It's a family-friendly event. There aren't any tickets needed. You just go to the lab. You just go to Delta Beer Lab at 167 East Badger Road and check out everyone that's there. Check out all the goods and things from there. Get a beer while you're there. There's so many people involved in this one as well. But Delta Beer Lab uses their platform to create opportunities for others. And they're doing that again with the Madison Makers Delta Market today from 3 to 8 p.m. at Delta Beer Lab. I encourage you to head over there, support local, go local, buy local, be local, and drink local and eat local and support those makers. 167 East Badger Road. All right. I'm a big fan, so I want to pump them up here on the show. That's the way it goes. As I wrap up today's program, I just wanted to give you a couple of quick thoughts. This month, there are some very important things highlighted. And we've had some really insightful guests, some different heavier topics here on recent Let's Get Local programs. But when you look at the history of our country, when you look at people being treated fairly, this month, people that have been treated unfairly, not as equals, have an opportunity to celebrate their individuality, celebrate their piece of our society, and celebrate being a part of our society, which they should have been from the start. Juneteenth comes up here in June. If you're not as familiar with what that is, like I wasn't until a couple years ago, look into it. Look into the history of it. Learn about it. If you are, then you know what I'm talking about and you know how important it is. And as far as Pride Month goes, people have a lot of fun during Pride Month. These events are fun and inclusive and accepting of everyone. You can go to any of these events just to enjoy yourself, and you'll be surrounded by incredible, unique, wonderfully beautiful people who are just celebrating their own individuality and being proud of who they are and being able to be who they are. And when we think about being humans and what it means and what life is all about, isn't that the first step? Isn't that the first thing that we should all hope for, is that we can just be ourselves? And while we're accepting and being ourselves and are accepted, we find pathways, we find avenues to make an impact and impact other people's lives in a positive way. So I appreciate that so much about this month. And as a person who grew up in a small town who did not have a lot of exposure to diverse people, and in a time where it wasn't as celebrated to be out, I'm really enjoying this part of my life and the fact that I get to know so many unique, wonderful, amazing people who are part of the LGBTQ plus community and the Black community. So go out, celebrate June, Juneteenth, Pride Month, be a part of your community, and go local, buy local, and be local. We will catch you next week for more Let's Get Local. Be good, stay good.